Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to the world of jazz. The name of this program is Eric's Sound of Jazz. I'm your host, Eric Offner, and we'll be listening to the best jazz on this planet. If you have any comments, please email me at eoffner@optonline.net. Today's program will present two of jazz's giants, Duke Ellington and Sidney Bechet. Duke Ellington, who was the younger of the two musicians, greatly admired Bechet. What is not generally known is that Sidney Bechet briefly was a member of the Ellington Band in the 1920s. The respect Ellington had for Bechet, and the fact that Bechet gigged with the Ellington Band, are two of the reasons I'm playing a program of Bechet and Ellington. And first, we'll listen to the Ellington Band. We'll start with Duke's theme song, Take the A-Train, recorded on February 15, 1941, with solos by trumpeter Rex Stewart and by Ray Nance. Which you will hear from the Ellington Band was composed by Duke Ellington, with the exception Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train and Perdido by Juan Tizol. Thank you. You've just heard Just a Setting and a Rocking, recorded on June 5, 1941, and you've enjoyed Ben Webster, Ray Nance, Tricky Sam Nanton, and Bonnie Bigard. Did you notice Jimmy Blanton's bass playing? Just heard Perdido, recorded on January 12, 1942, with Harry Carney, Ray Nance, Rex Stewart, and Ben Webster. And now we're going to hear Cottontail.
Thank you.
Cottontail was recorded on May 4, 1940 with Ben Webster, Cootie Williams, and Harry Carney. You are listening to Eric's Sound of Jazz. If you'd like to contact me, please email me at eofner@optonline.net. That's eofner@optonline.net, spelled eofner@optonline.net. Just heard, "I Don't Know What Kind of Blues I Got," sung by Herb Jeffries on December 2, 1941, with Bonnie Bigard, Lawrence Brown, and Ben Webster in the background. Some of you will by this time want to know the lineup of the Duke Ellington Band. Trumpets, Wallace Jones, Cootie Williams, and Rex Stewart. Trombones, Joe Nanton, Juan Tizol, and Lawrence Brown. Bonnie Bigard on clarinet. The saxophone section of Otto Hardwick, Johnny Hodges, Ben Webster, and Harry Carney. The rhythm section. Fred Guy on guitar, Sonny Greer on drums, Jimmy Blanton on bass, and Duke Ellington, of course, on piano.
in my bed. All night long I weep, so how can I sleep with rocks in my bed? That mean man of mine, he's gone and he won't come back. That mean man of mine, he's gone and he won't come back. That man is lower than the stake in the wagon track. Rocks in my bed. Underloved, overfed, my man's gone, so instead I got rocks in my bed.
You've just heard Rocks in My Bed, recorded on September 26, 1941, with Ivy Anderson from the musical Jump for Joy. You noticed Johnny Hodges, Bonnie Bigard, and Duke Ellington in the band. The final Ellington number is the famous Mood Indigo, credited to Ellington, Mills, and Bigard, and probably written by Bonnie Bigard. Some people pronounce his name as Bigard. It was recorded on December 10, 1930, and Mood Indigo had the same band that I lined up for you before, with this difference: trumpets, Bubba Miley and Louis Metcalf, only one trombone, Tricky Sam Nanton. Fred Guy was on banjo this time instead of guitar. Wellman Broad was on bass, and there was no Otto Hardwick in the saxophone section. hope I've selected some of your favorite Ellington numbers. You're listening to Eric's Sound of Jazz. If you want to learn more about Duke Ellington, perhaps you'd like to contact the Ellington Society at 718-463-0085 or email them at mhodara@aol.com. Unfortunately, they have no website. Now we'll begin with a brief selection of Sidney Bechet music. I personally would love to hear a few hundred hours of Sidney Bechet, but we have some time limitations. I just mentioned the Ellington Society. You can learn about Sidney Bechet from the Sidney Bechet Society. Their website is www.sidneybechet.org, or you can email them at sbechet@optonline.net. sbechet@optonline.net, or call 516-627-4468. Our theme song, Blue Horizon, is one of many of Bechet's masterpieces. The original Blue Note 12-inch recording had Gershwin's Summertime on the flip side. Thank you. music does not get any better than what you just heard on Summertime. I have an interesting track for you. You will be listening to Sidney Bechet teaching French musicians on how to play the blues. Among those French musicians is, of course, Claude Luther.
Now, boys, I want you all to gather around me. I want to show you how easy it is to play a blues, a different blues. But in the meantime, you'll stay right with the blues melody, and we're going to call this blues, Blues in the Cave. Yeah, I want you to take your trumpet and play this melody. You hear that melody? Guard, play the second part. Gee, you take your trombone, play the second trombone part. Hold on. Take the bass part, but look out now for the changes. Mustache, just brush it away. That's what I mean. Now, Miss Joan, you take over while I get my soprano.
We'll sample a few Sidney Bechet pieces with different trumpet players. In other words, the theme is Bechet with different trumpet players. And first off, he's playing with Louis Armstrong on May 27, 1940, in New York, Perdido Street Blues, which you probably know was written by Lil Hardin and Louis Armstrong. Lil Hardin was, of course, the second Mrs. Louis Armstrong.
Thank you.
Bechet is joined by Muggsy Spanier on cornet. Recorded on March 28, 1940, with China Boy. Understand by listening to China Boy why Bechet is one of the greatest musicians. Sidney Bechet played with Sidney Paris, and the two Sidneys recorded Wild Man Blues on June 4, 1940. Thank you. you remember Woody Allen's movie Wild Man Blues? Well, that's named after this recording. Mr. Woody Allen's favorite musician is Sidney Bechet, and he named one of his daughters Bechet. When you listened to Duke Ellington, you heard Rex Stewart, and now I will play Rex Stewart with Sidney Bechet on Save It, Pretty Mama. Save It, Pretty Mama. Recorded on September 6, 1940. Few people know that Bechet recorded with Duke Ellington in June or July of 1924 in a New York studio. It was a Brunswick recording of 12th Street Rag and Tiger Rag. Full information may be found in Guy de Mol's book, Sidney Bechet. Guy de Mol is with the Geneva Opera Company. Do you want to know the lineup? It was Bubba Miles on cornet, Charlie Irvis on trombone, Sidney Bechet on clarinet and soprano sax, Otto Hardwick alto, Prince Robinson clarinet and tenor, Duke Ellington on piano, Fred Guy on banjo, Bass Edwards on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. The band was called Duke Ellington's Washingtonians. The recording was never released, and to my regret, I never asked Sonny Greer about this recording when I had a chance to do so. The next trumpeter is Charlie Chavis, with whom Sidney recorded I'm Coming Virginia on September 13, 1941. Thank you. I'll play Sidney Bechet's composition, Blues in the Air, recorded on October 14, 1941, with Henry Goodwin on trumpet. The same trumpeter, Henry Goodwin, on the same date, recorded with Sidney Bechet the famous Duke Ellington tune, The Mooch. Thank you. So I have closed the Bechet portion of this program with an Ellington composition. I hope you have liked or loved this music. I'll catch you the next time, and I'd love to hear from you. Please email me at eofner@optonline.net. That's eofner@optonline.net. This is Eric Offner signing off.